Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Many treasure hunters think that the best way to get the job of treasure hunting done is to grab the detector, hop in the truck, rush to a likely spot, and start digging. Why waste time reading about treasure hunting when you can actually be doing it? Now, that attitude is usually a big mistake. Sure, your wild and random escapades might result in your coming up with a lucky great find. There's always a possibility with metal detecting and one of the reasons we keep hunting. But think about this. Experience isn't always the best teacher. It's much better to avoid mistakes by reading about others who have already made those mistakes. Learning the best techniques from a book written by someone who has been there is so much faster and less painful than learning by trial and error. So today we're going to talk about a few books that should be in your treasure hunting library. You do have a treasure hunting library, don't you? Books about treasure hunting sure make those rainy summer days and snowy winter days easier to get through. Let's start with a book for you coin shooters. I've seen dozens of books on coin shooting, and for my money, the best of the lot is Charles Garrett's The New Successful Coin Hunting. I highly recommend that newbies and experienced hobbyists alike read this book from cover to cover. Garrett's coin book is a treasure trove of hints, tips, ideas, and explanations of how and where to find coins. If you get discouraged because you aren't finding much, this book will recharge your batteries. Charles Garrett has written several other books, but I found most of them disappointing because they constantly promote Garrett's brand of metal detectors. Books from his publishing company, Ram Books, by other authors, also heavily promote Garrett detectors. If you read just these books, you would think there were no other metal detector manufacturers. While I'm on the topic, let me say that many detecting books are published by detector manufacturers, and odds are that they will promote their own machines over all others. Get the information from these books, but don't forget there are several brands of detectors that will do an excellent job for you. There are two other books on coin shooting that I recommend. One is by Dick Stout. It's called Coin Hunting in Depth. Stout's book is published by White's Electronics and promotes, surprise, the White's line of metal detectors. Still, it has a wealth of information I've never seen anywhere else, and lots of interesting stories. The other book is by H. Glenn Carson. It's called Coin Shooting, How and Where to Do It, and it's published by Carson's own company, Cache, C-A-C-H-E, Press. It's a short book packed with solid information, and this one does not promote a specific detector brand. Once you've found some coins, it's great knowing what they're worth, and if you have any valuable coins. So the next book on the list is by R.S. Yeoman, Y-E-O-M-A-N. It's called The Official Red Book, A Guidebook of United States Coins. You want to know what a coin you found is worth? Look it up in the Red Book. This is the Bible of coin collecting. It was first issued in 1946, and every year a new edition comes out. I bought my first one in 1958. When I was a kid, it cost $2. It's up to $17 now for the 2009 edition, and well worth it. It has photos of every United States coin ever minted, the number of coins minted at each mint every year, the prices you'll pay for each coin from a dealer, how to evaluate the condition of a coin, and much, much more. Mr. Yeoman died in 1988, but he still puts out a new edition of his book every year. I'm not sure how he manages that. Well, okay, yes I am. It's actually edited by Yeoman's longtime assistant, Kenneth Bressett. Yeoman and Bressett have another annual coin book called The Blue Book, A Handbook of United States Coins. It's smaller and costs less than the Red Book, but the coin values are lower because the Blue Book tells you what a dealer will pay you for your coins, not what you will pay the dealer. And of course, a dealer will pay less than he sells for, so the values in the Blue Book are substantially lower than the values in the Red Book. Personally, I enjoy seeing the higher values, so I stick with the Red Book. Also, the Red Book has a lot more information, a lot more pages, than does the Blue Book. One more author I recommend, as much for the fun of it as for actual help in finding anything, is Carl von Mueller. Carl with a K, and von Mueller is V-O-N-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. His Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 6 and Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 7 are wonderful reading. I've never seen volumes 1 through 5, and I wonder if they even existed. Carl's books concentrate on hunting caches and treasures, mostly in the desolate West. Treasure hunter Hard Rock Hendricks, who was von Mueller's partner, spoke to me at length about Carl, He told me that Carl sometimes had his own way with the truth, and he indicated that Carl had not found nearly as much treasure as he claimed in his books to have found. Still, the Carl Van Mueller books are fascinating to read if you can find them. He writes in a rambling style, frequently getting off topic, and you never know what he's going to say next. These books are out of print now, but they often appear on eBay, and usually they go for reasonable prices. So to recap, the books I recommend again are Charles Garrett's The New Successful Coin Hunting, Dick Stout's Coin Hunting in Depth, H. Glenn Carson's Coin Shooting, How and Where to Do It, R.S. Yeoman and Kenneth Bressett's Red Book and Blue Book of United States Coins, and Carl Van Mueller's Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 6 and Treasure Hunter's Manual No. 7. And let me close by mentioning my own book, The Metal Detecting Manual. Please visit my book site, www.treasuremanual.com. There are several articles about metal detecting at the bottom of that page. Thanks for listening. I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner.